All right. It's medication time. It's time for another Dr. Varga podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Varga. This episode, I'll be reviewing The Dark Crystal, which is a 1982 puppet anime and dark fantasy adventure film directed by Jim Henson and Frank Oz. It revolves around Jim Gelfling on a quest to restore balance to the world of Thra from an alien race, Skeksis, of restoring a powerful broken crystal. And this one's a lot darker than anything Jim Henson's ever done, so it's pretty good. And I'm going to be reviewing the Netflix series, The Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance, some point this week or next week. Okay, so let me go into the plot. 1,000 years ago on the planet Thra, two new races appeared when a powerful crystal cracked. The malevolent Skeksis, who used the power of the Dark Crystal to continually replenish themselves, and the kind wizards, the Uru, more commonly known as the Mystics. Jin, a young Gelfling, he was taken in by the Uru after his clan was killed and told by his Uru master he must heal the crystal, which can only occur if he finds a shard being kept by the astronomer Aurora. If he fails to do so before the planet's three suns align, then the Skeksis will rule forever. Jin's master then dies. Meanwhile, the Skeksis emperor also dies, and the duel ensues between the Skeksis chamberlain and the master of their large crab-like Garthurn, both of whom desire the throne. The Garthan master wins, and the Chamberlain is subsequently exiled. Learning of Jin's existence, the Skeksis send the Garthan to attack him. To track him, I mean. Jin reaches Agora and is taken to her home, which contains an enormous orrery that she uses to predict the motions of the heavens. She has a box full of shards, in which Jin selects the correct one by playing a note on his flute, causing it to resonate. Agora tells Jin of the upcoming Great Conjunction, the alignment of the three suns, but he learns a little of its connection to the shard. At that point, the Garthrim arrive and destroy Agra's home, taking her prisoner as Jin flees. Hearing the call of the crystal, the Uru leave their valley to travel to Skeksis' castle. On his journey through the swamp, Jin meets Kira, another surviving Gelfling who can communicate with animals. They discover that they have a telepathic connection, which Kira calls dream fasting, and share memories of being forced from their homes. They stay friends with the Podlings, who raise Kira after the death of her parents. However, the Garthrim raid the village, capturing most of their podlings. Jin, Kira, and Kira's pet Fizzgig flee with when the Chamberlain stops the Garthrim from attacking them, intent on gaining their trust. Jin and Kira discover a ruined Gelfling city with ancient writing describing a prophecy. When single shines the triple sun, that was sundered and done shall be whole. Two made one by Gelfling hand or else by none. They are interrupted by the Chamberlain, who claims that the Skeksis want to make peace and want the Gelfling to return to the castle with them, but they do not trust him and refuse his offer. Riding on Landstriders, Jin and Kira arrive at the Skeksis castle and intercept the Garthrim that attacked Kira's village. While trying to free the captured podlings, Kira, Jin, and Fizzgig descend into the bottom of the castle's dry moat and use a low-level entrance to gain access. They are followed by the Chamberlain, who repeats his peace offer. When they refuse again, he buries Jin in a cave-in and takes Kira to the castle. The Garthan master reinstates him to his former position, and the Skeksis scientist tries to drain Kira's life essence for the Garthan master to drink so he can regain his youth. Agra, imprisoned in the scientist's laboratory, tells Kira to call for help from the animals held captive. They break free in response, releasing Kira and causing the scientist to fall into the pit to his death. His Uru counterpart simultaneously vanishes. Agra also escapes, and later rescues Fizzgig. The three suns begin to align, and Jin and Kira reach the crystal chamber, and the Skeksis gather for the ritual that will grant them immortality. Jin leaps on the crystal but drops the shard. Kira throws it back to him but is fatally impaled by the Skeksis' ritual master. Jin then inserts the shard into the crystal, fulfilling the prophecy just as the mystics enter the chamber. The castle's dark walls disintegrate to reveal a structure of bright crystal, and the Uru and Skeksis merge into tall, glowing beings known as Urskiks. The leader, Urskiks, explains that they had mistakenly showered the crystal long ago, splitting them into two races, decimating Thra in the process, and that Jin, in fulfilling the prophecy, has restored them to their normal selves. The Urskiks revive Kira in gratitude for her sacrifice and Jin's courage, and ascend to a high level of existence, leaving the crystal to the Gelflings and now rejuvenated Thra. Awesome movie. Two thumbs up. This is like dark evilness from start to finish. The Skeksis were so evil. This is one of the greatest puppet movies ever. Peace, Peeps, have a good one. Podcast, Kwan Sanae, myself, Sir William, Spit It On, Rockstar Ryan, and producers, Joe G's. Peace, Peeps, have a good one.